Don't give up, folks. We're going to be delivering a little bit of justice and honesty here on the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon. You can join us live across the Civic Media Radio Network every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. You can find the show also on YouTube. Just search for Civic Media. You can also watch it at Maggie Dawn Show on the Twit or X, whatever you like to call it, the Book of Faces, and of course, Instagram. Check us out there as well. And if you're in southeastern Wisconsin, pretty cool news. I think I had a slight slip of the memory. You can now find WAUK, the station that I come to you from, at 100.3 FM. We got a brand new FM signal out there across southeastern Wisconsin. You can, of course, continue to find me at WAUK at 540 AM. Really excited about that new FM signal. Folks, it is the 5 o'clock sound-off hour. This is where you get to talk about whatever you would like that is in the news. 855-752-4842. Want to start with some breaking news this afternoon. The Supreme Court today sounded extraordinarily skeptical about a Colorado law banning conversion therapy for gay and transgender minors, suggesting that the justices may scuttle the statute and similar restrictions in 30 states. Justice Alito said during oral arguments, it's like blatant viewpoint discrimination. Here is the thing. We do have viewpoint discrimination by the government when it comes to professional licensure. Okay? The government issues professional licenses. My law license, medical doctor's license, and yes, psychotherapist license. And in doing so, those professional licensure boards require the folks that hold those licenses to maintain a certain level of conduct. It restricts certain kinds of speech. For example, lawyers can't get up in court and repeatedly lie to judges. And indeed, many of the MAGA lawyer set has found their law licenses suspended or disbarred permanently. Think Rudy Giuliani and many, many others. Similarly, a medical doctor can't tell their patients things that are false. They can't tell patients to take X, Y, and Z drug for just no reason at all. You can get a medical license removed or suspended for things like that. So too with psychotherapists. You can imagine the position of vulnerability a young person especially is put in with a therapist. And if a therapist isn't abiding by the prevailing professional standards, yeah, maybe they shouldn't be providing therapy to kids. This idea that the First Amendment is sacrosanct in all ways is not true. It's incredibly important. But listen, you don't have to be a psychotherapist. You don't have to do that if you don't like the way that your professional standards and licensures are handled. This is a deeply concerning case, in my opinion. I think this places an already vulnerable group of young people in harm's way if the Supreme Court decides that states do not get to determine based on the prevailing best practices, peer-reviewed guidance, and good science, cannot decide the professional standards that apply in those states. This is dangerous territory, folks. What would you think if therapists tried to convince kids that they were gay or transgender because someone said that was their religious belief? I don't know, y'all. Seems a little scary to me. Let's go to these phones. We got people lighting them up here. We got Troy from Mount Horeb. You're up first, sir. What's got you sounding off this Tuesday afternoon?
We're not going to be able to dig our way out of all of this when we get some sane people back in government, are we?
The candid answer, Troy, and that's what we're trying to do here, is I think that the federal government has and will continue to experience one of the greatest periods of brain drain good faith civil servants and public servants who may have their own personal political beliefs, but have for their entire careers tried to show up and do an expert job, do it well, and do it in a completely nonpartisan way. If I was working in one of those federal agencies and had this kind of nonsense coming down on my head every day, I don't know that I'd want to work there anymore.
I wouldn't either. Real quick, though, that wasn't my question. Couldn't the Senate suspend the filibuster and end the shutdown?
Arguably, yes. I'm not sure that that is actually possible with a shutdown. I'm 90% sure it is. I'm sure Jamie, my senior producer, is furiously Googling right now. But yes, they could do so. I think Republican and Democratic senators have been rightly afraid of the nuclear option, which is what that is in the Senate, for this very reason. Remember, folks, the longest shutdown in history happened under Donald Trump 1.0, right? And Democrats, they came to the table, they negotiated in good faith, and there was a pathway forward. Again, you have to think about what happens when the other side's in control, and would you really want to do that? But Troy, I think your point is, listen, if Republicans really wanted to end it, they've gone nuclear and basically everything else, they could do right. That here.
And I'd like the Democrats to start going out there and saying, you keep saying this is our shutdown, suspend the filibuster and end it.
Yeah.
Call
yeah,
the I mean, you know, you I, keep I blaming mean, us. You know, stop blaming us. It's your fault. And here's another reason why it's your fault.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you, Troy. You know, at base, who's president? A MAGA. Who controls the Senate? MAGAs. Who controls the House? MAGAs. Who controls the Supreme Court? MAGAs. Tell me again whose fault it is. It's an interesting one. I'm sure my good friend CJ is going to disagree with me. Hey, CJ, how you doing? And what you got for us? What you sounding off on this Tuesday afternoon?
Good afternoon. Thanks for finally taking my call. You changed the subject a couple times, but yeah, it's easy.
CJ, okay, I'm going to say this one last time to you, and if you do not abide by this, I am never taking your call again. Please do not complain about when I take your call or how long you have to wait. Everybody has to wait. That's the deal. Please go ahead, sir.
Right. Well, I was hoping to talk to Mr. Cannoli because he wouldn't answer the question.
Okay. Thanks, CJ. Please, folks, let's talk about the stuff and not how I take callers. It's a waste of everyone's time, including yours. Charles from Milwaukee, welcome back to the show. Go ahead, sir. What you sounding off about this afternoon?
Hello, Maggie. Just the outright defiant, we're going to do whatever we want to do, not follow the Constitution. I thought the Republican Party was all about the Constitution. Barack Obama wouldn't have did this, first of all. He has better integrity, and he understands what it means to be a president. But could you imagine if Barack Obama would have tried any of this? I mean, the same people that are out here screaming, well, the president can do whatever he wants to do, they wouldn't have said that. And where are all of the don't tread on me people? They're awful quiet right now.
It's Charles, it is so bizarre. I have always thought the unitary executive theory, which is this very fringe theory that has now become mainstream, largely on the backs of the folks that can fund campaigns, that have always held the puppet strings of the Republican Party. The fact that you've got Marjorie Taylor Greene today saying, I can't even bear my own colleagues. They lied to us about the impact of the big brutal bill. These ACA subsidies should be restored or premiums are going to double. When you've got Republicans who have been hardcore MAGAs finally saying the truth, Charles, I think it points directly to the fact that you just have folks that are lying every day on national news programs and that are lying to the American people every day. And it starts with the guy in the White House. And the idea that these same Republicans that don't tread on me, folks, that we've got to remember when they freaked out about all of Obama's executive orders? No problem right now. The hypocrisy is insane, and it's only enabled by the lying, right? That's the through line. If they were honest about it, the hypocrisy and the ridiculousness of the position would be plain.
Yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Charles.
And they lie Morton. I've never seen it. People that lie, and I don't know if part of it is because they're just really scared of his base, because there are things that are happening. Judges being threatened. I mean, it's so bizarre that we're living in a time today where this is very scary, because he is planning to just take over completely.
To your point, Charles, and I got to let you go because we got a bunch of folks stacked up here, 855-752-4842. It's an entire hour of Sound Off. Tell me what is on your mind. Yeah, everybody that I'm talking to basically thinks that Trump's invocation of the Insurrection Act is no longer a hypothetical. It's not an if, it's a but when. And that is literally, if you can lie about crime statistics, if you can lie and make up the basis for sending National Guard troops from Texas to Illinois or from California to Oregon or whatever the hell he's doing, you can lie about anything. You can lie about the basis to invoke the Insurrection Act. This is insanity. Insanity, and it is not good for any single one of us. We've got just over a minute left, folks. We got one slot on the caller line open, 855-752-4842. We're going to take care of a little bit of business and be right back. But if you too think that this is insane, like Charles and I do, like many of us here, folks that are of good faith, that want the best for America's democracy, conservatives, liberals, Democrats, Republicans alike, join me and so many others on October 18th for the No Kings protests. You can find out more about those protests in your neck of the woods at nokings.org. That's nokings.org. I will be emceeing the downtown Milwaukee No Kings protests, brought to you from Cathedral Square on October 18th, so check me out there. Folks, get in on this action right now, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Wanted to get in one last caller before we got to take care of a couple messages. Jeannie from Eau Claire, what's got you sounding off this Tuesday?
Oh, a lot of things, but I'll stick to one or maybe two. But I have to say that this is insanity. And all that comes out of their mouth is lies. And Ron Johnson is one of the biggest liars. I dang near died when I watched his interview. You know, how they were coming after him. I thought, you should be investigated and you should have been locked up. What he did with the fake electors.
He knew they were fake. He knew it was a fraud. He knew it was being used as a smokescreen to foment an insurrection, and he did it anyways. In any other functional democracy, those senators, those congressmen that passed along those faked electors, this fraud that helped to suborn an insurrection, would have been prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Folks, get your calls lined up. We're going straight to the phones when I come back after sneaking in a quick little few messages here. Don't go anywhere. You get to sound off today for the rest of the show right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.